And now this is a dictation for Alex Wanless, WANLESS, November 1388, address as a letter to Sally Harrison for 631713. Dear Mrs. Harrison, a follow-up for Mr. Wanless, who has a history of pulmonary sarcoidosis and prior elevated calcium. Last visit a year ago, March. Comes accompanied with family member. Right-sided inguinal hernia repair without complications. Dr. Cuyo, C-U-J-O-E. Is losing weight on purpose. Appetite good. No vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, or changes in urination. He denies chest pain palpitation syncope. Denies increase of dyspnea. That follows with Dr. Obey, O-B-E-I-D. Stand up respiratory symptoms, no orthopnea, P-N-D, no smoking. Review system otherwise is negative. Medication list review. He is on prednisone and Imuran. Uses inhalers. Has not need to use inhalers, excuse me. On diabetes treatment, now on metformin as well as Trulicity, Trulicity. Next paragraph on physical exam. He's obese at 262. Well-controlled blood pressure, 120 over 60. Alert oriented intestine 3, no respiratory distress. Lungs are clear. No arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no abdominal tendon ascites. No minor edema, no focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistry in January, normal kidney function. Normal electrolyte acid base, normal calcium, albumin phosphorus, no anemia, no presence of albumin in the urine. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Prior elevated calcium with a diagnosis of pulmonary sarcoidosis. The elevated calcium was in the urine. No history of kidney stones, stable kidney function. Normal blood pressure without treatment, high-risk medication immunosuppressants, which might be contributing to the diabetes. There was a temporal relation of starting medication for pulmonary sarcoidosis and the diabetes. We are going to decrease the prednisone to 7.5 milligrams and decrease the Imuran to 25. He will check. Calcium in the urine, new calcium at PTH on the next few weeks. We will try to keep him on the lower dose of immunosuppressants or potentially stopping altogether. Sarcoidosis many times goes into remission. He understands sarcoidosis is a systemic process, can affect not just the lung, but any organ or system of the body. Continue to follow with you. End of dictation.